Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, bonjour. In Spain, hola. In Italy, ciao. In Egypt, ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, akwaba. In Nigeria, peleo. In South Africa, sawbona. In Senegal, nangadef. In Kenya, jambo. In Israel, shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, assalamu alaikum. Greetings. And may peace be upon you all.
Have you ever dreamed of going to exotic places, meeting fascinating people, enjoying uplifting music, and spending nights in a luxurious hotel? Do you look forward to a relaxing vacation where you can walk along the beach or sit in a quiet park and enjoy the sunset or sunrise? Whether you're flying around the world or driving across the country, we will share travel tips that will help you stay safe while you enjoy the journey. Join me every third Saturday of the month, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and move around with Deborah here on the Female Solutions Show. Call in and comment 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak.
All righty. All right. Oh, my goodness. Let me tell you. Before we go any further, I've been having this song in my head for a while, and I am, I want to say that we do not own the rights to this song, and it is something that I'm sure so many people are familiar with, and it is, well, we have to get through. We got to skip the ad because we don't own the rights to the ad either. But we are in a situation.
I'm
never been. Love it. Can you imagine places that you've never been? Oh, okay. Now we're gonna stop this. But I love it. I sing that. I've been singing that song for years.
Wow.
Thank you, Mr. Willie Nelson.
That's
how
it is, Willie Nelson, ain't it? Yes.
For providing that theme song.
Mm.
I love it. You know, as they say, going places that you've never been. And you may never go again. But you have to experience it. If you don't go, if you stay in your little box, in your little structure, in your little routine, you will not develop to the full potential that you are capable of being. And that is how we
tingling muscle
live in this world. That's how we get better. That's how we go and talking about the different dimensions. How can we imagine any other dimension or any other place other than where we're going or where we're being?
That's right.
We have to open that world up to ourselves, and we do our children and the youth a disservice when we don't open up this world to them. There are so many possibilities. I mean, just imagine in your local area, the folks who have grocery stores, they weren't always grocers. They were children at one time, and their parents or someone in their life introduced them to a different possibility.
That's right.
Being purposeful and showing possibilities is what we are entitled to do and what we are here for, multiplying, being fruitful of the journey. And so I say to everyone, if you're not on the road again, get there. Figure out how to be. Now, okay, so we're in a situation, we're just coming out of that pandemic.
Right.
I love that part, that pandemic.
Mm.
And a lot of folks weren't comfortable with traveling. There were a lot of places that weren't in effect. They weren't doing what they typically do annually. They weren't getting out, and they were stuck in the YouTube and the Google syndrome. And there was a lot to go through in that as well. I tell you, I bought stock in Zoom. And if you didn't, you missed out.
Yeah, now that was the time.
Okay. I also bought stock in the airline. When it
Ooh,
was down.
Well, that was smart.
Yes, yes. And some other travel functions, because I'm a traveler, and I've been traveling for years. Oh, thank you, Viata Robinson.
Yeah,
beautiful
she
said,
day beautiful
to you,
day.
Too.
Yeah. She said, beautiful
and,
day.
And Viata is traveling herself.
Yeah.
I travel through with her.
Yeah.
And she goes, just experiencing different things and bringing new things to me. And you'll be glad to hear that we'll talk about a sweat lodge in our neighborhood during this session, Beata. So stick around so you can hear that. But as we get out back into the world and focus on what we're doing, we're now slammed with another situation where it is not going to be affordable to travel in certain ways. They jacked up the prices of gas. Fuel is astronomical. The cars, the electric cars, the cost for them is astronomical, although they will go a long way on a gallon of gas. I must say, I was fortunate enough to travel to Michigan, it was a long time ago, and the person we traveled with, her vehicle was partly electric and partly gas, and we went way up in the upper points of Michigan, which would have been a long way. Typically, we would have had to fill up a couple of times, and we did not. And that was long before it was favorable to have electric cars. No one was really into that. So now that it is, where do you get charged up? So these are some of the things that we're going to talk about today, preparing to get on the road again. Even though fuel is high, there are strategic locations and times that you purchase fuel and ways that you can conserve fuel. It may not be affordable for you to take that typical vacation to the Caribbean or to Europe or to the coastline if you're living in the Midwest, in the middle of the state, or if you're living on the East Coast and you want to travel to the West Coast. The airfares are astronomical. Now, I can tell you that if you're flexible in your travel, you can find some good airfare. But beware, buyer, beware. Oh, read the fine print. There is always fine print, and you definitely, again, have to be flexible and have to understand. And maybe we'll come back and do a show focused on the flying, the flexibility. But if you are flexible, just go on to the typical airline. And I always say, go directly to the airline and see, research what the fares are and the flexibility. And you can do a general search and find out what that is. And then go somewhere where it's purposeful. I like to go somewhere where I've not been before, but a lot of us haven't visited family in a while, in a few years. The family reunions are not, even now, have not gotten back to the status that they were. And we don't always want to get together only when someone passes on to the other side. We want to get together when it's a joyous occasion. And people are still skeptical about coming together in big groups. I was invited to a birthday celebration today with one of my family members, and we typically get together and have a big all-day function. Well, today is come by, stop by for cake. We'll be out on the deck. And make sure you wear your PPEs and just stop by. Not stop and stay. Just stop by.
Stop by and go.
Exactly. And that's understandable because people are still not open to visit. When you travel and you're ready to visit someone, a family, a friend, make sure that you make it comfortable for all involved. So if you're ready to travel, go get on the road or fly or however you're going to do it, research a hotel facility near that person's home. And that way you can stay at your house for the weekend or however long you're going to be there, which is that hotel. And then you can visit at will to your relatives, or they can visit with you. Now, when you research those hotels, make sure it's a nice, secure, if you can, it has to have something. They are now serving breakfast at most hotels again. Yay. They also, the pools are open again. Yay. So you can have an outing at your own facility. You're not imposing where someone's home has to be open to you because you want to come visit. Just go to a hotel and make it a nice weekend where you can get together. You might want to go out and have a meal. But you're getting out, you're fellowshipping with a family that you haven't seen for a while, and you're doing those kumbaya moments. Yes. And it is better than the Zoom family group meetings that tend to sometimes not come out the way you plan. I have some family who live in the country, and the system, you know, the internet, the radio waves are not strong enough for them to be on a Zoom, or they have a phone service or internet service where the capacity is not big enough for them to be able to capture some of those moments. So you have to be flexible in this world. Traveling, you have to be flexible. We are at a stage where there are different germs that are being enhanced. We've always had germs, and we've always been able to live through it. But now you're in a day and age where people are really afraid of what they may contract from someone else. So times are changing. Whenever you travel, make sure that you are properly covered. In some cases, and oh, this here's another big important thing. What is coming out in 1 year? You will have to have your real ID. Everybody has to have a real ID, and I'm not talking about a driver's license, although they will double as a driver's license. But you have to have identification, even if you don't drive.
So, Deborah, I have a question about the real ID for a lot of people that are wondering what are the qualifications. I mean, myself, I have a passport, I have a driver's license and all of that. But what will be required for a person to get a real ID? Can they go into a, state, in our case, Illinois, a state building and get the ID just like you would get your driver's license or identification card, or is there another location where you have to get your real ID?
No. You get them from the DMV.
Okay.
But you have to have your Social Security card.
Okay.
And you may have to have your birth certificate as well.
Oh, okay.
For identification.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, what if you already have a passport and a driver's license? Because, of course, you had to have those little things in order to get that. Would that be sufficient?
Yes. Passport supersedes. Passport book supersedes all of it because
of it.
That is government level.
Mm. Well, that's good to know. So,
yeah.
Social Security is federal government and passport is federal government, so that supersedes state identification.
Right. See, I'm sorry, what was the first thing you said before passport?
Driver's license, I guess I mentioned.
No, driver's license are state.
That's state. So passport
individual
is federal.
State.
Okay.
You
but you
see,
can't go in, but you can go into a state facility and get your real ID.
Yes.
All right.
That's where you have to go into the DMV to get your real ID.
Okay.
Yeah, see, they've been putting, you know, we have to pay attention, people. People, we have to pay attention. The states have been trying to govern themselves for a long time. So what is happening and why the Real ID came up is because one state government is not recognizing validity from another state.
Yeah, and I think it's time for that because we do a lot of traveling. Most people are not bound by the little neighborhoods where they live. We are constantly going state to state, you know, flying and everything else. So it's necessary for us at some point to have something universal. I mean, everybody knows that's really where we're at right now. You know, all of my family has traveled abroad, and so this real ID, that's just kind of like that next step. It's like the passport. At some point, because we really are a global village, you know, and people are not bound by the country that they live in, we're going to have something that is globally recognized. And I think if we do it right, it can cut down on a lot of fear, especially the whole terrorism fear. I mean, after 9/11, that was the focus of everything.
Yeah.
Now it's the pandemic, you know. Are you safe? You know, are you carrying a disease or an illness? So all of those things we have to take into account because people do carry illnesses where they go, but also you have the capacity to develop, you know, within your body immunities. Just, you know, certain things that can build up your immune system if you're aware of, because if you're going to travel, you really do need to be in good health, and you need to make sure you're not bringing something to, you know, another place and making everybody else sick. So,
right.
You know, we have to be conscious of other people's safety and welfare and well-being. But I do think that ID situation, we're going to evolve to a point where we come up with some kind of global thing that everybody respects. And I think it's probably easier than we're making it. I mean, I look at something like Facebook, you know, like, okay, unless somebody hacks your Facebook page, almost everybody got some kind of social media page that, you know, pretty much tells all their business, who they are, where they've been. You know, I think there's a way to combine some of these things between social media and government documents. I think there should be a way. And then you got the phones that can activate by your fingerprint. I think there's a way to combine all of these technologies and record-keeping systems to come up with a way to identify every single being on the planet so that we never have to worry about who you are and where you've been. I mean, your cell phone tracks where you go everywhere. My phone's always, you know, telling me how long it's going to take to get to a certain location. I'm like, how'd you know I was going? Because my phone knows where I go every day.
There will be a way eventually, maybe not in our lifetime.
I think probably in our lifetime, you know, if we live long enough.
Because everyone's DNA is individualized.
Yeah.
So they just have to, you know, excuse me.
Yeah.
They just have to put it together.
Yeah.
And they're putting it together.
Figure out the thing that identifies each person.
They're putting it together. But right now, the passport book, and I have to emphasize this passport book, is recognized worldwide.
Worldwide, yeah.
Now, each country has their own color.
Yeah.
And what they have, if you noticed from different countries, they have different colors of the book. But that is what is right now a universal identification.
Yeah.
We have to, now you say about social media, I differ with everybody knows, because social media is not truthful.
Yeah, that's true. That can be fabricated.
Yeah, it is very fabricated because I don't put my full information. You know, you go to look up my stuff. That's not who I really am. So I do that. Right.
But I'm thinking, And that's true. I mean, people.
That's who you are. Okay. Yeah, I know you got this from social media. So,
yeah.
Right. And you have to do that to protect yourself.
Yeah.
Because, and
I'm wondering, and I guess it's probably because everybody thinks, you know, whoever controls information controls people. And so there's a fear of somebody getting too much control. That's why everybody's, you know, talking about how Elon Musk, oh, he's going to buy Twitter and then he'll control the conversation. Well, you know, there is some level of concern of who controls information. And, you know, if you've got a centralized government, who's in charge of that? How do you
people
make sure?
People like you and me.
Yeah. It's got to be something where the people, you're right. It's got to be people controlled. Yeah.
They have flaws.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so you're going to rely on that system?
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I definitely think that I think it's going to happen in our lifetime. I think we're evolving to that point. I think that if we have the right intention of really wanting to identify everybody, so that we know who everybody is, we know what family you're connected to, you know, we know the things that are important to know when it's about making everybody accountable for what they do, and public safety, so that no one can be anonymous. You can't anonymously go and hurt anybody because everybody can get access to who you are. I think there's a way to have that kind of a society where we operate like a small village where everybody knows everybody, even though there's, you know, what, 9 billion people on the planet. But we can still have a way that everybody can be known so that everybody knows they are responsible for their behavior with the technology that we have, with the systems that we have, if the governments can cooperate. I mean, we saw how the governments cooperated during COVID. Oh, everybody could get together and decide, you know, everything and agree on everything then. So we know we can do it. Now the question is if we are willing to do it, because I think travel is something that can be made available as long as everybody feels like they can identify who is coming in their borders and everybody knows that everybody knows who they are and where they are, and they can be tracked so that nobody goes anywhere for any mischievous purposes. Because, you know, right now, there's still, you know, the procedures for security at the airports and things like that. And some of it is a little bit outrageous, you know, like when they take your expensive perfume out your bag, you know, I'm like, really? And I'm going to do what with that? You know, I got to see in chemistry.
But
how am I going to figure out how to make a bomb out of this perfume?
Still I, you know. Do that.
But, you know, they well, say, you know.
Yeah.
But,
they
I, you know.
You do it.
Yeah. So I think when we put controls in place where we identify everybody, I think we cut down on a lot of those kind of extremes of, and some people say not extreme, but the level of fear of people who are just going to go and visit somebody in another state or another country. You know, I think we can probably eliminate a lot of extreme fear and suspicion if we have a system where everybody can get access to who everybody is, and everybody knows that whatever they do, it's being recorded, and they're not going to be able to get away with anything or be anonymous. I think that might have a positive impact.
You've got Big Brother saying, oh, you can't watch me. What about my privacy? And then you have those who are devious, and they will sidestep all of those things that are in place intentionally.
Yeah, I think it really comes down to having the right intention with what we do. Because, like you say, it can easily be misused, privacy invaded, but we want to be able to open up the world so that people can feel safe to go anywhere.
Safe, yeah.
And we also want people to be accountable for what they do wherever they go, so that wherever they go, people feel safe having them come, you know?
Yeah, but what What can you do? Remember, there was a time when we didn't have to worry about locking our car doors.
Yeah.
Or having the car running, you know, when it was cold outside, and then going in the house.
Yeah, let's leave it running. Nah, you better not do that. Come back, the car be gone.
Yeah. Be long gone.
Yeah.
You know, those were the times, and now times are changing. There's more sophistication in how people are doing things. And I've been saying, I'm just so at awe. If you didn't have the gun, you wouldn't have shot somebody.
Right. And all of that comes from fear. Fear of each other, fear that somebody's going to harm you. So how do you get rid of the fear in society of each? Now, one thing I said, I know we got to go to a break in a second, but when my daughter was in grammar school, she went to Betty Shabazz International Charter School, and it was during a time where a lot of these other schools, they had all kind of, you know, the security gates where you had to come through and metal detectors and all that sort of thing. And we didn't have that, but what we did have, we had a community where everybody knew everybody. Everybody, all the children knew all the mothers and fathers, and the parents knew the children, and it was such a community. That was the safety. You didn't fear anybody because everybody knew everybody. You even knew the ones that misbehaved, but it wasn't a dangerous thing. It's like, okay, this person, they need to be calmed down sometimes. But it was okay. Everybody knew everybody. And I looked at that, I said, that's really the answer. If you can create that kind of feeling where nobody is a stranger and everybody feels accepted as a part of the community, there's no us versus them or these are outsiders and these are insiders. Everybody's a part of it. Everybody contributes to it. And everybody is valued and appreciated. I think when our world gets
and
to that point.
And respected.
And respected. I think that really is the answer. You can, even though you might have 9 billion people, we have a technology that can identify everybody, and everybody can feel like they're a part of something where everybody knows who you are. So just like, you know, children wouldn't misbehave in that school because even though this mother is not your mother, she's watching you and she tells your mother because she knows your mother.
Yeah.
So everybody
Or she gets on you.
Yeah, and she can get on you because, you know, she's got that authority.
I see a child out there acting up. I don't have time to wait to go reach their mama.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you myself.
I'm going to grab them right then.
Yeah.
And bring that to their attention. Now, I have to deal with the circumstances when the mama come around. Well,
you know your child was acting up and making a problem for everybody. And a good parent would say, well, I'm glad you said something to them because they know better.
Exactly. And just like they need the cameras on the school buses and the cameras in the school rooms so the parents can come in and see
what
their children are actually doing in those classrooms away from their eyes.
Yeah.
And if we have that type of setting, then we could be raising a better group of citizens.
Mm.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Betty Shabazz, I remember I was in Belize, and I saw Betty Shabazz school.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Now, that's impressive. She's got schools abroad. Wow.
Oh, yes. Yes,
that's
she does.
Amazing. That's amazing.
That was a few years ago, but I remember that school. So, yeah, we can go to break.
Wow. Well, we'll be back, and why don't you give us a call, 515-605-9325, and press 1. Hey, we're on the road again. So how have things changed since we've been down? And what do you think about maybe expanding some of the security things we can do to make us feel safer? But how would you feel if we had cameras everywhere? What do you think about that? Mm.
Right. I'm not scared.
I ain't doing nothing wrong. You watch me. We'll be right back after this quick break. So stay with us.
Okay. Stick and stay. Don't go away.
Stay away. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Barbara.
I'm Cheryl.
And I'm Naima.
we're three black moms. And in case you didn't notice the resemblance, we're also three sisters.
We're going to be coming to you every week, sharing our successes and our mistakes as we navigate our lives as moms, wives, sisters, daughters, and of course, black women in today's world.
We'll talk about it all. Race, politics, religion, economics, culture, and we'll take a look at everything from whether or not to use corporal punishment to how do you teach your children about sex. Look for our upcoming book, Growing Up Charles. It's a personal story about our lives growing up in Maple Park on Chicago's South Side. I'm Barbara.
I'm Cheryl.
And I'm Naima. We're three black moms. Follow us on Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Three Black Moms.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment, 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Hi, this is John Alexander.
And I'm Naima Latif. Meet people like you who are making a positive difference in the world.
Big difference.
Watch us every day on The Media Connection at www.youtube.com/TheMediaConnectionTV.
YouTube it. We'll see you soon.
And we are back. You're listening to
on
and watching.
The road again.
Yes, we're on the road again.
Back on the road again. I tell you, I've been on the road again. Have you ever been on the road and passed by the different signs, you know, like the brown signs, which identify historical sites or activities, and always say, I want to stop there, like the caverns as you travel going down south, or the different museums or the malls.
The malls, yeah. You know, I didn't know, let's see, I think here, well, of course, what is it, Lincoln's home or something like that? I think that's a historic site. I didn't realize that. And there's something else here. What is it, Tuskegee Airmen thing?
Yeah, well, you know, the Tuskegee Airmen Highway is now I-57.
Yeah.
That's the official name of Interstate 57.
Ooh, wow.
Yes.
Now that I wasn't, because I recently saw a sign, and I'm like, really? You know, so a lot of things you don't even know exist in your own state until you travel and you see the signs along the road or you see certain kinds of, sites. Now, I know that when tourists come here to Chicago, a lot of times, you know, buses will go by what used to be Barack and Michelle Obama's home in Hyde Park. I don't know if there's a sign somewhere that says where that is or if people just hear about that or if that's, you know,
well,
written somewhere.
I think
I
it's still, you can't get real close.
Yeah, you can kind of be on the corner.
The Park area of that part, there is a lot of historical landmarks or historical homes in that area. As you know, Muhammad's homes.
Yeah.
Out there in the Jackson Park area. But I think with the Obama's home, I don't know how close you can get to it because of security.
Well, I know that they do have it like those cement barriers barricaded, but you can I guess, stand on the corner of the block where he lives and look at it.
And look down.
Yeah, look down the street. But, yeah, I hadn't seen any particular signage anywhere, but it just seemed like everybody who comes in the city always knows that that's where that is, and, you know, they'll come by.
Yeah, there, I love the architectural atmosphere of the homes and the buildings in Chicago.
Yeah.
And I can't think of the guy's name right now. It escapes me. I guess I need that Gene Cobra. I need something natural. Maybe when I go down
stimulate
to the
my memory.
I can find some natural herbs or oils to help stimulate my brain.
Yeah.
But just in most cities, the architect that if you just look up at the building and say, oh, and look at how the church, Progressive Church, I believe that's the name of it, that just burned down to an historical building.
Yeah.
And like neighborhood. You know?
Yeah, that was kind of a sad thing because, you know, you have a lot of churches, they might have old wiring and things like that, and fires happen. I think there was maybe 10 years ago another big historic church had burnt down.
Oh, well, State Street was it?
Well, we know the ones on State Street, that one burnt down. Our friend, he was actually on several times talking about it, and then there was another one, I think, on the west side that burned down.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we've had several large historic churches that have burned, and I'm really thinking a lot of it might have to do with old wiring. And
I think Progressive, they were doing something on the roof.
Yeah, they were doing some kind of work on the roof, and it caught fire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's such, the buildings are so old and
brittle. They're flammable. Yeah.
And then full of toxins.
Yeah.
But we think about the quality of materials, and I know we're drifting off of being on the road, but look at the pyramids.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when
how long ago the pyramids were built, and some of them are still standing.
Right.
So what are we not doing right?
You know, I think it's hard for people to accept the fact that there have been civilizations with technology that is more advanced than ours, and we have yet to rediscover what they knew, because the blocks in the pyramid are of such precision. They didn't need like cement in between the way we have with our brick homes. They fit exactly together, and they use a technology that is beyond what our current technology is capable of doing. So this is not the most advanced society has ever been. We don't know as much as people knew in the past, so we have not been able to do what they've been able to do in terms of construction. And a lot of, like you mentioned, a lot of those ancient monuments that are still standing, they knew something that we still haven't learned yet. So we need to try to figure it out.
We cannot continue. We took it from, oh, that's the way they used to do it. Let's try this.
And
new materials and impartial ways. All they did with the pyramid, it was all about math.
That was it. It was mathematics.
It was math.
Yeah.
And math is nothing but reading.
Mm-hmm. Numbers. Everything is a number. Everything in the universe is a number.
It's a number.
Yeah.
So, and not only in the universe, I believe, in the universe, but outside of the universe,
everything.
It's all about how things come together.
Yeah.
So we need to pay attention,
mm-hmm.
and we need to stop being. Here I go again, having conversation. I just enjoy having conversation. But I think about these electoral situations, politics, and I look at the first congressional district in the race, and how many people are in that race.
Yeah.
And then, like, what they talk about the class and the buses.
Yeah. 19 people running for
just
that one
come
spot.
Together.
Yeah.
Pick somebody.
They look good. This
person.
Well.
And because you can only have so many ideas.
That's
Everybody's
true.
Everybody's idea is the same at some point.
The question is how do you make this thing happen? Mm-hmm. So you look at a section of the city or the state and what people's needs are. It's real basic. You know, everybody needs basic food, clothing, shelter. How do you make sure everybody gets what they need? That's really what all a representative is supposed to do. It's real simple. Mm-hmm. If we as a society had as our objective the well-being of everybody, it wouldn't be difficult coming up with a system to make that happen. You know, where's the food grow? Okay, how can you distribute it to the people that need it? It's so simple. It really is simple if you have a desire to do it. So, you know, and we talk about going to a lot of these historic places. You know, whenever I've driven out on a long drive, because me and my family we used to take long drives when I was younger, we'd go out down south and visit my parents, you know, down south, and you have all this farmland, all of these expanse of fields and cows and everything.
And
you look
at all the roads that you pass.
Yes. And
so
you think about it.
Just imagine what's in sight. You know, beyond
yes.
that road.
Beyond what you can even see. And I would always think, you know, it's enough space out here. We really, nobody should be struggling trying to get food or anything because we got all this land. You know, it's right here. And so I'm always amazed. And I know we want to take a group on a nice trip out to the farmland and give them a different vision of what's available. You know, when your whole life is cramped into this little city block, you think you don't have enough space, and you don't realize there's a whole bunch of space out there that
yes,
nobody's
yes.
at.
You don't have to stay on that city block.
Yeah.
You can sleep most of the time on that city block, but that's not your wherewithal. You're not seeing it. You're not like that fixture where you are there. Even houses, they pick up houses and move them. So you have the flexibility to move around.
You really
oh
do.
Oh, my God.
You really
you
do.
You talked about the farm. Yes. Let me just, I wasn't able to.
Well, I think we've got. Let me pull up that. And then at the top of the hour, we can take a look at some of the cowboys.
Yes.
We got rodeos. We have lands where people are riding horses. And, you know, there are some young people who have never seen a horse. How sad is that? But it really.
Yeah. A physical up close and personal.
Yeah. Never
that's
never seen
natural
one.
Natural farm. And this weekend coming up, Saturday, May 28th through Sunday, May 29th. Which is Memorial Day weekend, yes. And it happens every year. This is another one of those annual situations.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, I think this is their 18th annual herbs and plant sale festival. And as you're putting this together, they're going to have a bonfire and a sweat lodge. And
wow.
Yes, Viata, we talk about that sweat lodge, and here we have a sweat lodge not far from Chicago, only about an hour away from Chicago.
Yes, I can make this a little bigger here. Oops.
The plants, and you say, what kind of plants, you know? But here are some plants that will pique your interest, culinary and medicinal herbs. Hello, that's what's hot now.
Yes.
Tomatoes, native plants, daylilies, 50 varieties. Irises, hostas, that's those things that grow back every year. You don't even have the water.
And you know, a lot of these plants that just grow naturally.
Yeah.
Which we overlook it. Yeah. We overlook them like, oh man, what is that? Oh, the weed. You know, and these are
They're
culinary
every
and
weed
medicinal.
Has a name and has a purpose.
Has a purpose.
Has a name and a purpose. And there's also a museum. This is also a museum and a gift shop. So there's jewelry, clothing, oils.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So teachers, everybody who I'm talking to, the natural stuff, natural products, herbal products. You know, we're all trying to do a clean living.
Yeah.
So, excuse me, this is definitely something. And there's a video. Do you have a video?
I have a couple of the videos. Let me see if I've got.
The one for Basu Natural Farm. And this is a little snippet where there was a couple of gentlemen, and okay, let me do this disclosure. We do not own the rights. Now, we don't own the rights to this flyer, but it was sent to us by the owners there in Batu
Farm. Oh, here we go.
I'm excited to even know that there is a sweat lodge.
Did you know that toilet paper has been proven to be unhygienic? So why are we still using it?
Oh, wait a minute. That's not it.
Some folks don't even perspire. That's where all the extra toxins leave your body in sweat. So wrap up your hair and don't worry about it. Go
right.
Go the next day. Go get your hair done afterwards. But get those toxins out of you. You need to relieve your body. We are so bogged down. That's where different germs are able to infiltrate our system because our system is not clean because we put stuff in it
that's
not
right.
Clean. You want to know
not
why the
clean.
Children are healthier? Because they're eating the products from the animal products or from the other places that have those infusions in them.
Right. Let me see. Let me expand this here. So here we go. Basu Farm.
Midwest Farmland produces enough corn and soybeans each year to fill every skyscraper in New York City. The fields are so fertile that grain elevators overflow with yellow gold. But not all soils are created equal, and a few pockets are too sandy for cash crops. Basu Natural Farms in Pembroke, Illinois, sits in one of these sandy pockets.
We don't grow like corn and soybeans. We grow herbs and apples and grapes, lots of strawberries.
The Basus could not afford prime land, but their love of rural lifestyle drove them to start their farm.
I got out the military longing for the country.
Building a homestead would take the Basus 30 years.
Back in those days, there were no food stamps or anything like that. You had to, if you didn't work the farm, you didn't eat. And I tell my kids, you know, when they want to do something, just start to do it.
Slowly but surely, they expanded production.
We grow for ourselves and our customers, and we sell the excess.
The Basus still couldn't grow corn or soybeans, but they discovered the cash crop they needed had been growing in their fields all along. Weeds.
Well, we don't believe in weeds. This is yellow dot.
Pam earns thousands from plants that most farmers spend thousands to eradicate. She cultivates weeds and processes them into concentrates. She then mixes the concentrates into remedies sold at the farm shop.
All of it is made with oils that I make here. And then these are the tinctures that fill up. Horse tail is right there.
So this is a horsetail tincture. Mm-hmm. And what can you use this for? Most farmers I've ever known want to get rid of this.
Yeah, well, it's full of silica. You can use a topical, or you can take it. Most people just use a topical, but it's very good for your hair and your nails.
With the summer harvest concluding, I asked the masseuse what they were looking forward to.
It may sound funny, but frost. And then it's over. And you don't have a lot to do after the frost. So maybe do some canning or something like that. As long as it's nice, you just have to hit it every day. Just sometimes.
After a winter's rest, the masseuse will be ready for another season of leaves. Despite sandy soils, the masseuse have found a cash crop, as determined as they are to flourish with the land.
I think my favorite of Pam's concoctions is her hot sauce. Drop it like it's hot.
Mmm. Be careful, it's spicy.
Mmm. And delicious.
Whistle alone, worth a visit to the farm.
Absolutely. If you're ever near Pembroke, Illinois, they also have a wonderful fall festival. Anyway, thanks for watching.
And see you in the fields ahead.
Wow.
You know, the bed burns 46 pounds in 2 weeks.
Pembroke is about 90 minutes south of the Chicago center. Mm. And it's right just on I-57. So it's close enough to be a road trip, but far enough to be outside of your surroundings. Zelda Robinson says, grand writings bring beautiful queens to stars. Yes, sweat equity is the new way of living. Infuse yourself. Basu Farms rock. And they will be definitely rocking this coming weekend from 1 to 7 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. And that's May 28th. And 29th. Now,
so yeah, we need to go on out.
They also have this particular festival every Memorial Day weekend. So if you can't make it this weekend or throughout the year, certainly plan for the following weekend. And you can camp out on property. If you don't want to stay in a hotel, camp out. Isn't that amazing? Zelda Robinson also says, wow, we met this couple when we were there a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Had no idea. Can't wait to go back. Can we say, yes, road trip.
Yeah, we're going to go this weekend and see them again. And I'm really excited because I can see how we can really inspire some urban people, particularly some urban youth, in introducing them to all the possibilities. She talks about how she takes what we thought were weeds, you know, useless, and makes products out of them. I want them to see that, and then when we go back, we'll be able to study what actually grows right here in the city and look at ways to enhance that whole business. We're going to come up with some ways to develop products of things growing right under our feet, under our feet, out of what we've been calling weeds. So
let's grow some real weeds.
Right.
Let's get some real profit.
Yeah.
Standing on the corner, whatever.
Right. So we gonna be in the real weed business.
Now, I also want to say that they're open, you know, all summer.
Yeah.
Their Juneteenth celebration will be coming up, and also Marcus Garvey celebration later on. Zelda Robinson also said, who is our mindfulness Monday?
Yeah, Monday morning mindfulness coach. Yes.
My meditative state. Oh, thank you, Zelda, for that. Who cares for seniors more other than seniors? We must protect our living legends no matter where they live. What happens to those seniors unable to get to the market to get food? Support seniors. information at JoseSpeaks.wordpress.com about life, as with all of our sisters and the female solution.
Yeah.
We're here to help invigorate your life.
Absolutely. And empower you.
Going. So, it's amazing. Thank you.
Absolutely.
For being there. Thank you for sharing those words of wisdom. And I certainly hope that someone who is listening, whether you're listening now or you're reviewing this at a later time, make sure you like our station, like our YouTube, sign up.
Like and follow. Yes. Subscribe.
And follow.
Yes. We got to take a break, but when we come back, if it's okay, Deborah, since Zelda mentioned seniors, and you mentioned, of course, those running for various offices, you know, our dear friend Dr. Willie Wilson, he has just been so generous in constantly giving and giving and giving. He's an example of what you do when you become a millionaire. You give it away, and then it keeps coming back. Well, he's going to be doing another gas and food giveaway. So I got a little clip, if it's okay, we can play a little bit of what he speaks of, how he's going to be doing that again.
Get on the road.
That's right. That's right. So we'll be right back after this quick break, and then we'll hear a little bit from Dr. Willie Wilson as he announces another program to help seniors with gas and food. And if you plan to get on the road, you definitely want a little bit of gas help, because it's expensive to drive your car, and we don't want to have to be homebound just because we can't quite get up the gas money to go. So thank you, Dr. Willie Wilson. And we will be right back after this quick break, so stay with us.
There are people who choose to make a positive difference in the world. Our job is to bring you their stories to motivate you to do the same. Join us each week, host John Alexander and Naima Latif, as we bring you the educators, entertainers, elected officials, religious leaders, and community activists whose works are transforming this world. Find out how you can make a difference, too. Be inspired. Watch the Media Connection.
Hey, it's time to take charge of your health. I'm Viata, your holistic life coach, and every Friday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, I'm here on The Female Solution to empower you to make choices that will assist your evolution to abundant health. I'm also blogging every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time at Soul Purpose Healing, where I bring you a spiritual chiropractic adjustment to bring you back into alignment with our Creator's love, compassion, and wisdom. Join me every Friday morning at 8 a.m. and Sunday evening at 8 p.m. for a time of unity, enlightenment, and love vibration. Shalom.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on higher learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
And we are back.
Yes, yes.
welcome back, everyone. Oh, don't forget, if you got a statement that you want to make and you're not on Facebook or wherever, please call. Share your information with us, 515-605-9325. You know, you may be in a part of this world where you want to share a little corner that is unknown to most. We are always looking for places to visit, things to do, folks to see. On the road again. That's what we're doing here. We are on the road again. And as we need to get on the road, we know that we need the fuel for the road. Now, let's not forget Amtrak, and we'll do a whole segment on Amtrak another time. But Amtrak will take you to some places, too.
And I love the train. I love a train ride. Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely. And so we're going to share a little bit with you. Our friend Dr. Willie Wilson is going to help you get on the road again by giving you a little bit of assistance with that gas money and also a little bit of assistance with that grocery money as well.
Do the third gas giveaway and food giveaway. I want to thank Senator Rich Wilson for helping make this happen, along with Pastor Shundo, and also with the other service station people who will be with us next week, along with the Peak Market and also Cermak Market. There's 29 stores, right? Cermak has like 12 stores, and then United Peak has, I think, it's 17 stores. So we want to do next week is that food prices are so high. We want to make sure we have people to get food out here as well. So we're going to pledge another $1 million to give away. Besides that, we're also going to give away gasoline too. We have about 15 of the service stations this time. They range from all over Cook County to all the way to DuPage County. DuPage County is out in Old Brooklyn. And different places. So we're going to have a list to go to Willie Wilson Facebook. Everything is basically posted up there. We're going to be helping a lot of senior citizens, too. We're going to be going to some of the senior citizen homes, as well as some of the senior citizens in our churches throughout Chicagoland area as well, and helping them too. Now, there's about, I believe, there's 182 senior citizen homes we have already committed. The other one, they'll come in line as well. We won't get them all next week, but we'll get some next week. But the one thing that we will get started on will be Wednesday. And we'll start, I believe, 12 o'clock, 7 o'clock, or 8 o'clock, somewhere like that at Peak Market, as well as Cermak Market as well. And we'll send those particular time and location out. But you can probably go to my Facebook and look on that. Give it another hour or so, and then you can find everything on Facebook there. Right? We think that this is the right thing that can help the people. We're not just doing it in Chicago only. We're going outside of Chicago like we've done before. Because everybody's in some type of need with these economic times. They need stuff. Prices high, gasoline high. But everything seems to be very, very high. And so we're going to make another investment of $1 million to get through that. May not be able to get it all the way next week, but the following week to come, we'll be able to do it. That will put out a contribution up to about $3.2 million in less than a couple of months, and we'll see where we go from there. There may be a need for us to come back again to do it one or two more times. We don't know yet. If the prices drop down, then we're pretty much okay. If the prices goes up, then we have to step out and make an effort. You know, really raised down south is that our next door neighbor, if they needed food, we would take them, give them food. And then if we needed food, they would turn around and give us some food. It was like 1 week, we needed food, they'd give it out. Next week, they needed food, we'd give it to them. All right? And maybe a lot of people think it's pretty much strange these days for one to go in their pocket to help our neighbor out. But that's just the way we were raised. You know, we were continuing to reach out and do these particular things that the Lord bless us to have the resources and the life that he's given us to take and to reach out and touch and to help others. And so let's see what this chapter is going to be here. We got June next month. We got July. We got August. We got the rest of this year. And it ends on the price that goes up. But I'm pretty sure that according to the forecast, things don't get tougher, not better. As long as things get tougher, we'll be out here right along with our community and our people.
All right. So there he is, Dr.
Wow.
Willie Wilson, giving away another $1 million.
Thank you. You know, I think about, here we go off on the summit. I love having conversations. I saw where there was a umbrella that was created, and this umbrella was over $1,000, and it wasn't even waterproof. So now, who's going to buy this umbrella, and where else could you have put some of that money? Or the guy who bought two cars that were similar. They were both $600,000 each. And you still got to drive the car.
And you can only drive one at a time. You know,
but you
still
got, right.
Yeah.
I know. So when you get, when you're able to gain this type of revenue,
what do you
this
do with
money
it?
That you have.
Yeah.
You cannot take it with you when you go.
Yeah.
If you're properly using it and recycling it, it's going to come back to you.
It does.
I remember when I was working at one career, and they decided to downsize, or they were moving that division to another part of the country. And I was 5 months pregnant, and they were moving to, like, one of those backwoods places. I had no support. I'm pregnant, you know, about ready to have a child. And I had to make the decision, do I go and I move with my company, or do I stay here and just start over again?
Wow.
So I decided to stay because I said, I want to be home with my child. And I, if I got to sit and do the basic things as I've done before, then that's what we'll do again.
Mm-hmm.
But you can only spend so much money to feed and clothe yourself and house yourself, the basic things. And then you see the people, I never will forget the woman in Hawaii at a place, and she dug down in the garbage can and took out a styrofoam plate because she was hungry.
Oh, that's so sad.
And this is one of the most beautiful places in the world, Hawaii. And people have to live like this, and you've got other folks that just throwing it away.
Yeah.
You know, to me. But that's me. But if you got your hand, you can't get nothing in it.
Right, right.
But what will you do when you lose that? You know, people say, I'm not going to have a baby until I made so much money and yada, yada. But you gain all of this, and it can be taken away in a moment.
Yeah.
Where's your mentality to figure out how you can go even beyond?
Yeah. I think that's the most powerful thing you can do when you have the means to actually help somebody else and enhance somebody else's life. You know, those are things that last forever. You can buy something, but then what? You know, it, like you say, you can't take it with you. So when you go, somebody else will have it. So then what? You know?
And argue over it.
And by the time they get done paying the lawyers to fight for it, then they don't have any money themselves. So it's just such a waste.
So I can understand that you gain this wealth and you want to live comfortably. I'm not saying not live comfortably and not do your, but how much is too much? And we get
how much
that
is waste?
Because folks think I have to have an image better than the next one.
Yeah.
I have to do better than I did before. I have to shine.
Yeah.
Better. I have to have all this. And then cars, you know, you drive a car off the lot. Everybody knows you drive a car off the lot. It's depreciating.
Right.
And value.
Right. Yeah, it's worth less. You've already decreased in value as soon as you drive it off. But you know what? I think people believe that they will be treated better if they give the appearance of wealth. And so that's what they're striving
for.
Yeah.
Some of them are.
Yeah. Some of them are faking it.
Some of them are because we see, because look at how many people gravitate to Mr. Wilson.
Yeah.
Because he's doing what he's doing.
Yeah.
So now you got to be cautious of those who are not there for
you. Right. Are they with you because they like you? Or are they with you because of what you got and they hope to get some of it? So I imagine that people who have wealth always have to be very selective as to who they allow in their inner circle because there's so many people that have ulterior motives. But, you know, Dr. Wilson, he's always just so free with what he gives, and he doesn't judge people like, oh, do you really need his money? I mean, if he goes to give out money to the homeless, and there's a long line of people waiting, he never said, well, prove you're homeless. And he just give the money, you know, because they say they need it, you know.
Because it's not up to him to judge what the people
are. Right.
It's there for him to give.
Yeah, that you got to have that spirit in order to do what he does. So I think it's really a challenge for those who are also of means, as you've said, and sometimes they make purchasing decisions that seem really ridiculous, you know, and wasteful. But if they could realize, if you would choose to share what you have with others, you could decrease crime, you could decrease violence, you could decrease sickness, you could decrease despair, you could really change the world by just sharing what you have with those who need. It's so simple.
Right. And not necessarily just handing out like Mr. Wilson does on the corner. You could sponsor.
Yeah.
Who is that? A couple of them are now sponsoring. They have schools.
Yeah. Pay somebody's tuition, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And you don't have to, and a lot of celebrities do. I must admit, and they don't share that information.
Yeah, they do it. They do it
for whatever reason.
Privately.
Yeah, but I do know of some folks. It's like it's all about me. Give me, give me, give me.
Mm.
We are blessed to have a lot of philanthropists.
Yeah.
In our community.
Yeah, and you never know.
But there's so much need.
There is.
It is so much need. And I encourage the folks, don't do around the holiday.
Yeah, everybody does it then. Yeah, do it when nobody's doing it.
Yeah, we need all the time.
Yeah.
We need all the time. You see someone struggling, you see someone starting a business, I see someone that I'm going to invest in as long as I get, I'm going to talk to my family about it first. I'll let them know that's what I want to do, and then they know that's what we're gonna do.
Yeah, that's what we're gonna do with my money. Yeah,
we gotta let them in on it so they're not saying we dictated.
Right.
But we all know who run the house.
Yeah,
come on.
absolutely, yes. So I think that there's a lot that can be done. You know, and I don't know. Well, you know Chadwick Boseman, the one who played Black Panther, he actually, his pay for this very important theatrical program that he wanted to go to and didn't have the money for, and Denzel Washington paid for it and didn't even know him at the time. I think he was asked, but I'm trying to think, was it Debbie Allen or Felicia Rashad? It was one of them who was sponsoring groups of students or seeking to get sponsorship for students who wanted to go to this acting program. And Chadwick Boseman, who, of course, everybody knows Black Panther, he was one of the students that Washington paid to sponsor. And then later on, of course, when he became this big star, and it was so funny, at the premiere of Black Panther, Denzel Washington greeted him, and you know, Chadwick said, "Oh, well, thank you so much for sponsoring me for school." And Denzel Washington kind of joked, "Yeah, I came to collect my money." But you never know somebody that you might pay for their education, their training. You never know what they might become. So it's always worthwhile.
So reach out.
Help somebody. Don't just buy dumb stuff, buy a $10,000 purse or something. It's just, okay, and now that you got this, who does that really help? Okay, you might help the person you sold it from, and maybe they might do some great things with the money. But sometimes you can consciously, directly help people and directly change lives, and it's so rewarding.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Now we were talking about
that's what the Cowboys do,
and that's what they do. And we were talking about seeing some of these Black Cowboys. We're gonna play a clip before the next break of about the Black Cowboys, because a lot of people aren't aware of places that Cowboys came and settled, and the work that they did, and the rodeos, and a lot of the shows and things like that. So that's another thing to expose young people to, so that they have a broader perspective of what's available, especially if they've been in a very closed urban environment and haven't even seen animals other than maybe rats and spray the whole cats and dogs. So if you just see something beyond that and know that being able to master the art of horseback riding was something that we did regularly. So let's take a look at...
You think the proud?
Yes. And, I went to a rodeo, I went to a bull riding rodeo earlier this year. A group of us went down there, which was really fascinating. It's a whole different mindset when you are around animals, and I have a lot of respect for people who do that work, because it does require.
Yeah, and we've got a rodeo coming up too in our area.
Yeah,
in Pembroke again,
the
same weekend.
Absolutely. So let's see if we can pull this up. Oh, here we go. All right. So let's take a look at. Oops, come on now, here we go. Take a look at Black Cowboys and how they have been a part of our history. Hold on, let me turn up the sound here. Alrighty.
That's the stuff of movies and old TV westerns. Far from it. Michelle Miller tells us that for cowboys and cowgirls of a certain story tradition, their time is now. On a recent Sunday in June, Randy Hook saddled up his horse to join hundreds of other marchers in Compton, California.
It's not a protest, it's a peace ride.
Hook is the leader of the Compton Cowboys.
We're not going out there to cause havoc, we're going out there to showcase what it looked like to come together.
Uh-oh, no you didn't. No, you didn't do this to me again. Okay. Well, if you are listening online, we had a temporary outage. It'll come back. All right, let me see. What are we going to do here? We are going to probably have to... Let me see. right, let's try this again. Let us try and see what happens.
Okay. The cow boy or the cow person experience. Like I say, cow boy, cow girl. You could be a girl and be on that as well.
All right. So we had a temporary glitch in one of our computers. So as soon as it comes back up, we'll continue on with the.
Okay. With it. And we just want to expose you to something different. It's not something that you have to do. We're not saying move to the country and be all out in the dust all the time. but become familiar with other ways of life. We, as youth, I remember traveling during the summer.
Alrighty, here we go. And we're coming back into the studio right now. All right, in the studio, there we go.
In the north, you were able to go south for the summer, and if you live south, you were able to go north for the summer. But you were able to experience a different way of life to help mold you into the citizen that you would become. But if you find as though that you're stuck in your one spot, you will definitely not be able to reach your full potential that you have. And that's all part of the move around experience. We have to open our minds so we can develop into citizens that will be more effective for our world, for our ingenuity, for our atmosphere. And I tell you, even astrology, there are things that you can do into outer space. And I say astrology because I'm now looking out into outer space. And just this past weekend, we were able to see the way the moon changed colors because of the way the Earth positioned itself. Did you know that the Earth is what is moving around the different places? The other planets are moving. We are not here alone. Hello.
Absolutely.
They are growing something. They got some dirt from the moon many, many, many years ago, and now they actually have it in a greenhouse growing plants. So that's something new that we have to look forward to. It's just you have to get out, and I am excited about being able to be on the road again. And I don't know if when we come back from our break, our last break of our session, if we'll be able to see the videos about a new atmosphere, a new possibility for you in the cowboys, moving around on the horses. Now, we remember not too long ago here in Chicago where there was a peaceful protest by one of the Latin people who is our black cowboys of
yeah.
our area. He got in trouble because he was on the expressway.
Oh, yes.
He was on the expressway too long, and it damaged the hoof. And the horse is not structured to be on the concrete. Well, you see the folks in Compton, they were on concrete. I don't know. And there was a lot of them. So, really, what was that about? But it exposed a lot of folks to horses.
Yes, that was a good thing.
The black cowboys, you know that there were 3-1 black cowboys back in the Western, you know, the little shoot 'em up that you see. There were more black cowboys back
out because it is not publicized on 2579.
Right, right.
ABC, NBC, CBS, and WGN.
So we don't know, yeah.
You've got to look at PBS, people.
That's right.
PBS
look at the education channel.
Information.
That's right. That's
that
right.
Will explore your mind and open it up. TTW, that's what it is.
That's right.
Zelda says, been knowing Dr. Wilson since my days at Gospel Radio, 1390 AM, GC. Please forgive me. The call letters are very important. For over 30 years, before he even started running for political office, his heart is as big as his pocket. Our so-called leaders in the community in corporate America need to follow his lead. Yes. Let's start the challenge today, right here on the Female Solution.
That's right.
I implore you,
That's right.
You don't have to advertise what you're doing.
But do it.
But
you know?
Do something.
Yeah. Do
you
it.
Know, take that $5, you know, and shift it somewhere. Take that $10 as you're driving down the street and you passing somebody by, hand it to them, you know.
And
sometimes I might have an envelope in the car and just hand it out.
And go to zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. You really need to keep up with what's happening, especially with the homeless project that she's doing, because she's been giving out when it was wintertime and people sleeping on the cold ground. She was gathering money to buy the space heaters, you know, the heaters
propane.
That could be the propane heaters that could be used outside.
Yes.
So people need help, and people need people to help them. And so hey, we challenge you, if you have any kind of resources at all, anything, who else are you helping besides yourself?
Right.
Help somebody
right.
outside your house.
And even you say, oh, I don't have it, you got it.
How much food do you throw away?
You go to the place and you get the canned goods. You're not going to eat everything in that box.
Yeah.
Okay, give it to somebody else.
Give a can opener with it.
Put it up on the counter.
Yes.
You know, you ever thought about that? Or buy the somebody's laundry or buy the groceries of people behind you.
Yeah.
You got those food stamps or whatever, they link cards. You're selling that link card to somebody for whatever reason.
to get that bag.
Buy that bag of groceries.
Yeah, help somebody.
And leave it at the senior building. You know, those seniors, I know some buildings, they were feeding them every day except for Sunday. And then they stopped those programs when the pandemic was going on because people didn't want to eat up people's food,
Yeah, but that means they were still hungry.
So a lot of those seniors were not eating and are still not eating.
Right.
And they're not going to tell you because they're pride.
Right.
You know,
but they
say, oh,
need
baby,
food.
I'm okay.
And they're getting steadily skinnier, and you should know they're not eating, and that's why, because the food program stopped. We're going to take this last break, and if we don't get a visual, we're going to definitely let you hear the rest of this presentation by the Cowboys, and we've got another one on the Cowboys, and it's some right in our backyard, so we should know.
I know.
If you're living in Illinois, in Chicagoland area. So we'll be right back after this quick break, so stay with us.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501
and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. Take advantage of the deal of the day. Go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Oh, man. God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456. And schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
And we are back. You're listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. I'm Naima Latif and our host, Deborah.
Yes, moving around on the road again.
Absolutely. So
I can't wait to get on the road again.
So we've got a bit of a technical glitch here with our video. So if you'd like, we're going to play the rest of the presentation with our Black Cowboys here doing the Peace Walk in Compton.
I'm the only woman a part of the Compton Cowboys.
Kiara Monique also rode that day alongside her mother and her three-year-old daughter.
We stand out more because this is something that you wouldn't necessarily see in any other neighborhood, especially in Compton.
When people think of Compton, I think, you know, there are images of early 90s gangster rap, you know, Dr. Dre, Eazy-E, N.W.A., and there's also images of violence and death.
Walter Thompson Hernandez has written a book about the Compton Cowboys, a generation of young black people who learned to ride as children. Their motto, the streets raised us, horses saved us.
Each one will tell you in different ways that if it wasn't for these horses, you know, they feel that they wouldn't be alive today. The ranch to me is so much more than a horse ranch.
Okay, Mama.
It's an oasis and a place where people go to heal and to find meaning.
Many Americans first learned of black cowboys and cowgirls when they appeared in recent protest marches around the country.
Unfortunately, in the United States, is that we're invisible in a lot of different places.
What do we have here?
Okay. Stalling a bit. Hold on.
I like where he said, the streets raised us, but the horses
saved
us.
That was powerful, yes.
Yes.
And I think that horses have a therapeutic you know, effect on people too, you know.
It is. You know, they use, you talk about therapy. They have horses that are
therapy horses yeah.
for people with disorders, mentally and physically.
Yeah.
Which is great. Let me see if I can bring up the next one.
Yeah, I have it on the screen, but I think the family says this family of black cowboys dates back five generations.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. We're gonna get through the.
Yeah. See if you can. I don't know if you can do a screen share. I can do an audio of it, but I know the visual is definitely more powerful. And my internet is stalling, so I think we've got
You say, can I do a screen share?
Yeah.
Help me out with the technical aspects of screen.
Oh, well, let's see. At the bottom, I had to switch to my iPad.
Share.
But you might be able to.
Share a screen.
Okay.
Okay, share a screen. And then it tells me what screen to share. Oh, well, I don't know. I want to share the entire screen.
Yeah, try that. If you enlarge it and put it on your entire screen.
Okay. I want to share this. Can you see it?
Unfortunately, I can't, but can you see it on your screen?
I can see it.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I think I probably would have been able to if I was on my laptop, but since I'm on my iPad, I think that's kind of limited as to what it would do.
I've been bull riding since I was 7 years old right now. I'm ranked number one in the world. My name is Nicholas Jackson. I'm 13 years old. I'm a fifth generation cowboy. This fucking barrel made a champion, so we're gonna stick with the program. And, you know, muscle memory. We're reacting to the bull.
Wow.
But of course, Jackson's dad of the Jackson Rodeo crew. And he's 7'4" of the PH Rodeo. My girls, Ryan and Regan, they are regional and state champions in barrel racing. Now, my youngest son, Dylan, he's bringing up the rear, and he's a regional champion as well. And we have our son, Robert, who does not compete. Biggest fan. My son Nicholas leads the way to the 12th annual finals in the last year. On a beautiful day, I'll wake up around 5 a.m., check on all the horses and things, and make sure that all the animals are fed and they're all healthy. And after that, we usually start our school day about then. What about victory? Remember? What that is? Victoria. I have a strong faith. I pray for his safety every day. Multiple times a day. And we've been blessed to not experience serious injuries. We're going to continue, Corey and I, to be active in his rodeo career as long as we can. What we can do as parents is just keep them the safe if we can, but also just allow them the freedom to live their dreams. We usually try and practice in the evening since it's a little cooler. Get on the dummy, and my dad will practice for me. themselves about their practice with the horses.
I have some more. You think we need more than that?
Probably. We'll go in and eat dinner. We'll probably stay up, watch a couple of rodeos a little bit. History in fact from the sharecropping era, Robin's dad grew up as the son of a sharecropper. So historically within sharecropping it was, you know, out doing, you know, the field work, out, you know, sharing and the and responsibilities of raising crops and animals. That lineage, they were, you know, just a whole line who were really, really pushing the news.
My dad was so instrumental in us being bitterly because he's not here to share the sights that we're experiencing. He was so proud of what we're projected to do.
How's that ankle feel?
Pretty good.
You sure?
Yeah.
I mean, that was a big bull step on it. How about your shoulder?
My shoulder didn't hurt anymore.
Hey, we got still a long way to go. I mean, we got a long season. We should look set, you know, break the grass, man.
Got a God-given gift, man. Really. Get you another world title. What do you think about that?
Wow. So now, they have competitions going on.
That's amazing.
Yes.
I love it. I love it. On the road again. Oh, my God.
Village. Yes, and that's the thing, getting out of your immediate area, it just broadens your horizons. We really got to get, I think a lot of these young people who have been expressing frustration and just feeling the pent-up energy of not being able to get out and see things, if we could just get them out in the countryside, they can see different things, they can experience horseback riding, they can be out of the crampedness of the city environment. I think that will just do so much for their mental health.
Physically and mentally.
Physically and mentally, it will help them so much. I think
if we talk about how to save them, what can we do? This is something that we can do, not what are you going to do. I am so, you know, we talk about the policing. We have to be better citizens to police ourselves.
Yeah. We can't police our way out of this. Our children are at their wits' end. They're ready to explode. They're frustrated. They don't see a future. And we're bombarding them with all this negativity day in, day out, day in, day out. They can't handle all of this. They really need to go somewhere and detox.
I can't handle it.
Emotionally. Yeah. I tell people, I turn it off. You know, I have TV programs that I watch that make me laugh. I don't sit there and listen to a whole bunch of painful, sad, distressing things. Why? Why would I do that to myself?
No.
That's like me slapping myself upside the face every day. Why would I do that? Why would I do that?
And you know what? That's something else. We need to listen to those children. You know, we always tell them, don't talk, stop talking yet. No, you have to listen to them. And understand where their mind is. Allow them to talk to you, and you hear them. Because a lot of them, they want to suppress their emotions and their thoughts. But if you're listening, and not
you
only,
can
if you can't listen to them, listen to their friends.
That's right.
Have that group over, even if it's just for a short period of time.
Right.
You know, you see them walking down the street and they left the candy store. You know, hey, you know, how is that? What are you eating? You know.
Right.
Just come up with some general conversation, and you will be surprised where their mind is, and you will also be able to better assess their needs.
Absolutely.
Because their needs are different than ours. We can't just dictate. We teaching them, we telling them, and we're directing them, but we have to pay attention to how they're perceiving it. because we know what we're saying, but they may not understand the what we're saying. Like the woman said, she told her son not to go downtown. I was a grown person. I was grown. And if my mama told me not to do something and I did it anyway, you can best about believe something went wrong.
But there were some consequences.
Something went wrong. And I'm not talking about consequences with my mama. I'm talking about situations that I ended up in.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I didn't pay attention to what she said.
Because they tell you for a reason. They tell you to protect you from something that you don't need to experience, you know.
Yeah, it's right. Don't do it. And she told that boy not to go downtown.
Yeah.
She said, don't. Yeah. I told him not to go downtown.
Well, you know.
But they go downtown because what we tell them. Yeah. We tell them to explore the world. We tell them to explore the city. So downtown is the thing.
Yeah.
And I don't know what happened, but it happened.
Well, now
and had that other boy did not have that gun, his life would not be ruined.
Right.
The people around them, their life not ruined.
Yeah.
And other folks saying, what I can't do in Chicago.
Well, now, you know, the mayor she's declaring a curfew.
Well, we've always had a curfew.
I guess now it's going to be forcibly enforced, which means police have to be a lot more forceful. Which means there's going to be some people who look young who might be shooed off the street. Like, wait a minute, I'm 28 years old. Well, show some ID. You look like you're 18. You look like you're 16. So we're going to have some incidences of that, and then we're going to have some people who are.
And how many children under the age got ID?
Right. I mean, getting a fake ID.
You know, the only way
hard.
You get ID is through school. You go to school, and who keeps up with that all year round?
Right.
The children don't have ID.
They don't carry ID.
So how are you going to prove that I am a 20-year-old person, And then there's that other caveat. I'm 21. I can have at least four people underage with me.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to have a lot of
issues. So now pay attention to that.
Right. I mean, when you have to try to forcibly control a society, it always creates conflict. You have to transform the society from the inside out. The inside of people has to be transformed so that they choose not to engage in harmful behavior. Any other way of trying to do it, it always creates a lot of conflict. I mean, you could punish a lot of people. You could jail a lot of people. You could arrest a lot of people. You could even shoot at people.
What does that do?
If that was working, we wouldn't have had this problem.
We're trying to avoid that.
Yeah.
We're trying to avoid the senseless killings. We're trying to avoid the senseless incarceration or the pointing the fingers and because I look a certain way, now you're going to profile me as being that type of person.
Right. I'm a threat because of what's in your mind about people who are wearing my skin color or hairstyle or whatever you have in your mind about people who have this appearance.
Right.
I'm going to be now subjected to your perception, which is a twisted perception, because you don't know me, because I'm an individual. I'm not these people that look like something that did something. That I'm still me, regardless of who does. I don't care if
I
have an identical twin. You don't.
You
have no me.
You don't know what I'm capable of.
Right. So this is going to be a challenge for us, but it comes really down, like you said earlier.
But we need something.
We have to listen. We have to listen to the people who are out of control because something has happened inside of them that have made them out of self-control. What are they reacting to? And if we would listen, as painful as it may be, if we would listen to them, we could learn what we did to create this because it didn't just happen. Something
and how we
happened.
Can kind of shift it.
And
around.
We can change it. We have the power to change it once we know what it is. As long as we're assuming we know and thinking, okay, well, they're just bad and you just need to punish them, well, that ain't been working.
Right.
That's why
it's
not working
out. Because their logic isn't your logic.
That's right.
So now you got to figure out why is it you think like that.
Their logic is
And maybe my logic is wrong.
Yeah.
Even, as long as it's not harmful, maybe I'm thinking of it wrong. And they open my mind. That's what I really love, and I can't say this enough because I'm partial, but the Female Solution each and every day.
Right.
There is something that would help you understand your life and deal with your life and your physical life and your mental life, excuse me, and vice versa. We have a group here, and you can always listen to the archives either on Facebook or Blog Talk or the individual sessions. And our sisters have even more than, they extend even more than what we do here on Blog Talk on Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, although it's whatever time you are in the universe.
Absolutely.
And then Saturday from 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time or whatever, and then Sundays from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time or wherever you are.
Right.
And trust and believe, even on other days. I know Zelda, not Zelda, but, well, Zelda does that team talent search.
Yes.
That universal team talent search on Saturdays. I think it's
last Saturday of the month,
So,
we're bringing young people together all over the world to show their creative talent.
But Viata on Wednesdays, you try to get
yoga.
In yoga.
Yeah.
And I love it. And even though I can't see it all the time, but I know I can always go back.
I can't contort my body all the way she does, but I'm working on it.
Some things. But she got me rolling my joint.
Yeah.
I still roll joints.
I can roll the neck, you know.
But the life lesson, you know, that we get. The health lessons that we get, and even the men's perspective that we get, it's good.
And this Wednesday we got another men-only discussion, and that's always insightful because they're able to really give us some insight. And this Wednesday we've got a couple of young people who have actually made that transformation from the street life to very productive careers, and they had a hand up, you know, somebody who introduced them to some opportunities. They learned some trades, and they made a transformation. So they, how it's done, and all it takes is a little love, and you can help someone see who they really are as a wonderful, divine being. That's who we are, and once we see it, then we can make the transformation. It happens from the inside out. So that's
really goodness. It was such a pleasure being here. We didn't get to talk about gas money or trips or how you
We've come to the end of our show today. But you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows. Listen to our radio shows. Order our books. And be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Sheshe, India, Zanyaba, Japan, Arigato, Korea, Kamsahamnida, Russia, Spasiba, Germany, Danke, Poland, Jeong Kunyong, France, Merci, Spain, Gracias, Italy, Grazie, Egypt, Shukran, Ghana, Madasi, Nigeria, Eshe, South Africa, Ngiyabonga, Senegal, Geret, Kenya, Asante, Israel, Toda, Pakistan, Shukriya, Afghanistan, Tashakor, Saudi Arabia, Shukran, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you, and may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
Oh.